Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hack My Homestead podcast. This is Sean Mills, and I'm doing a special little short Black Friday primer for you. I have noticed a lot of people reaching out to me wondering if this deal or that deal is good, because it seems like the solar companies are really getting into it here during the Black Friday quarter, I guess you'd call it. Definitely the month of November is Black Friday, but maybe Cyber Monday is the month of December. I'm not sure how that all works out anymore. But I think that at least through the end of November, you're going to see some pretty sweet deals out there. And I wanted to just get on and talk about a couple different things as it relates specifically to photovoltaic systems and battery backup, so that you kind of know what you're looking for and looking at and determining whether something is a good deal or not. So first, let's quickly talk about battery voltages. All right. Your standard voltages are 12, 24, and 48. And you might see things like 51.2 and stuff like that, but it's really 12, 24, and 48. And the reality is that some people just report on like the maximum voltage or the nominal voltage, but it's essentially a 48 volt, a 24 volt, or a 12 volt system. Okay. Some batteries you can get the 12 volt versions of, and you can string them together to make 24 or 48 volt battery banks, but not all, particularly with the lithium iron phosphate batteries that have a built-in battery management system. Some of them are capable of being wired in series, which would mean, you're adding voltages, and some of them are not. So what I would tell you is that the best bang for the buck right now, well, there's two. One is a 48 volt battery bank. Okay. And that is just like with your server rack batteries, that's 16 cells wired in series. All right. And those are kind of like the best bang for the buck right now, with the next one being some 12 volt smaller batteries that are like the size of a battery that you would put in a lawnmower or something portable like that. Like not the huge 100 pound server rack batteries, but they're still utilizing that lithium iron phosphate chemistry. Here's the thing to remember. You have to match your charge controller, your inverter, and your battery bank voltage. Those three things have to work together. One of the reasons why I love the 48 volt systems is a charge controller that can put out 20 amps of charge will be able to put that 20 amps out into whatever voltage your battery bank is set for. What does that mean? That means that the same charger can take in and put out four times the actual power when it's on a 48 volt battery system than it can when it's on a 12 volt battery system. So again, that's why I love the 48 volt systems if we're talking about home backup or off grid. $200 to $250 per kilowatt hour is the range that you want to look for really good sales. All right. Most of your retail everyday stuff is running at about $280 is the best price you're going to see. I'm seeing things in the $200 to $250 per kilowatt hour range. That's the sweet spot. If you're above $250 per kilowatt hour, then that battery needs to have a lot of other bells and whistles to justify paying over that here on Black Friday. What do I mean when I'm talking about dollars per kilowatt hour? So if I have a battery that is $1,500 and it has the ability to, let's just say it has the ability to have 5,000 watt hours, that would be 5 kilowatt hours of storage, then that battery is $300 per kilowatt hour. Okay, so that's the math. You take the dollars, you divide that by the kilowatt hours, and some of these places will try to confuse you by giving you the numbers in watt hours. So 5,000 watt hours is 5 kilowatt hours. Okay, divide the price by the number of kilowatt hours of storage, and that resulting number should be $250 or lower if you're going to jump on one of these Black Friday deals. Now, you need to look at freight. A lot of places are including freight for free. And so if you're really close to that and you live in a place where you'd normally get killed by freight and they're offering free freight, well, that might be enough for you to jump on that deal. These batteries are about 100 pounds a piece, the 48-volt, 100-amp-hour batteries. And the freight can be very, very expensive if you're getting five or six of these at one time. So that's another thing to consider. I will tell you, on the inverter side, the three things you need to understand is that an on-grid inverter cannot have battery backup, and I would never use an on-grid inverter unless I was literally just trying to put power back on the grid to make money, okay? Then there's a hybrid. A hybrid inverter can utilize battery power, AC input, and you know, a lot of them can also handle an input from the solar panels themselves. If I'm going to go with a hybrid or an off-grid inverter today, most of the time I'm going to go with an all-in-one unit. That way I don't have to buy a separate charge controller. However, there are some situations where if you've got a lot of inductive loads that are going to require a large startup amperage, it might make more sense to get a low frequency inverter, which are really, really heavy, but they have the ability to handle those big surges in power draw, and pair that with a separate charge controller. But outside of that very narrow use case, I would always go with an all-in-one inverter now that they're doing what they can do these days. The next one I would look at is, oh, and by the way, as I said before, you always want your inverter and your battery bank to be of the same voltage. If you get a 12-volt inverter and you try to use that with a 48-volt battery bank, it is not going to work. One of the things you need to look at for solar panels is, am I going to have enough solar panels to overcome the minimum voltage startup requirement for those all-in-one inverters or for the charge controller? So there's inverters out there that won't even recognize that you have solar panels attached to them until your solar array is putting out at least 100 or 120 volts DC. This is an important thing to know, because if you're buying 40-volt DC solar panels, then you need a minimum of three. Three will just barely turn it on. I would say you need a minimum of four, because if you get a little bit of voltage drop and you're at 120 with no voltage drop, then you're going to be under 120 and you're not going to be able to use that system. But understand the minimum voltage requirements for what you're plugging the panels into. Now, I will say that the price, the target price point for new panels today on Black Friday is going to be about 25 cents a watt. I'm seeing a lot of places that are selling panels for 25 or so cents per watt with free shipping. If you can afford to buy a whole pallet to get that pricing and have it shipped to you, jump on that. As recently as 3 months ago, I was telling people 40 cents a watt was the sweet spot. And it was 3 months ago. You're seeing deals out there right now where I can buy an entire pallet of solar panels for 25 cents a watt and have it shipped to my house for free. That is ridiculous. I think you're going to see panels come down in price through the end of the year. But I think with Black Friday, you know, adding that free shipping is a big deal. I wouldn't pay much more than 25 cents per watt for solar panels here on Black Friday. And I would, again, try to stay in that $200 to $250 per kilowatt hour for the batteries. And then on the inverter, you know, you want something that's going to run the things that you're going to try to run with it. And again, I really like the all-in-one inverters. I'm pretty agnostic on, you know, which inverter to use. I will say the new Signature Solar 6000 XP is probably the best price, most capable off-grid inverter on the market. So if you guys have any questions, you can email me, Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at hackmyhomestead.com. I will be monitoring deals today, and if anything's like super crazy cheap, I'll throw it out on some of the socials. But those are the guidelines for you if you're looking to take advantage of Black Friday deals to buy some solar components. And I would say that you know, if you feel like it, if this podcast has inspired you to maybe go out and try to buy something, go check my website and maybe see if there's an affiliate link that you could follow before you go and buy something that you might be going to buy anyways, or buying because you heard the podcast. It doesn't cost you anything, and I get a little bit of a kickback from some of those companies. I don't have that relationship with everyone, but I do have it with a few companies, and I try to stick to companies that, you know, I believe in, that I use their systems myself. So you don't have to, but it would be helpful if you did that as well. And yeah, get happy hunting and happy shopping out there today, guys.